Let's talk a little basketball. To do that, we get on the phone and welcome in John Corrales from Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hello there, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. I get out and did my civic duty today. Have you voted already?
I have already, yes.
Just once, or did you? I went around a couple times.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to just, you know, take as many different identities as I can and really stack that ballot box.
Exactly, just, exactly.
Really, I mean, there's so many cemeteries out here with so many names. I could just use all of those.
That's perfect, so. Yeah. I just use the same name, but they wave me in. They don't, it's fine.
Got to get creative there.
Yeah, darn right. Nice win for the Celtics last night. Big night for Jason Tatum with 39, but really impressive work from Marcus Smart.
Marcus, I think both those guys were amazing. Marcus was, the past two games are as perfect as Marcus Smart can play for the Celtics. This is just, amazing. And I think maybe he's starting to feel a little bit better physically. You know, he had that slip and fall in that last preseason game in Montreal when everybody was sliding all over the floor, and that irritated some stuff. And he just looks maybe a little bit more comfortable out there. But whatever it is, man, he is slinging that rock. He is finding guys. He is seeing things, playing out of the post, dribble penetration, judicious with his shot making. 12 assists in this game against Memphis, 11 in the prior game. Just 3 turnovers over those two games. It's beautiful. If they can bottle this type of Marcus Smart, you'll sign up for that every day, every game of the season.
And as you wrote on Boston Sports Journal, too, some encouraging signs about the defense. Not quite there yet, but definitely some signs of improvement.
Oh yeah, I mean it's certainly a long haul to get to where they need to be. But considering where they were and what they've been able to accomplish, it's impressive that they've been able to kind of stop the bleeding the way they have. They've had, what, nine quarters so far this season out of 40 where they were able to hold a team to under 25 points. I use that 25 points because it's, you know, you keep it under 25 points, you do it for 4 quarters, you keep a team under 100, and you're generally going to win that game. 9 times out of 40 quarters, but 6 in the last 5 games. So they've doubled the amount of time, and they did it twice against Memphis. Their defensive rating has gone down. They made some incredible stops. Marcus Smart, again, making an incredible stop against John Morant. Jason Tatum is on a shot blocking binge. He's another 2 blocks last night. He's defending the rim really well. They're using him in a creative way, a lot like they used to use Robert Williams. So it's not perfect at all. Like you said, they have too many stretches where they just let go of the rope. They, at the end of that game, they make too many mistakes where they allow the other team to make some runs. It's not where they need to be, but over the course of 10 games now, where they're 7-3 and they've won 3 in a row, the trend is going in the right direction. And hopefully Robert Williams comes back in 2 or 3 weeks. And by then you've shored up a lot of those deficiencies and he can now enhance some of the things that the team is starting to do well.
Jaylen Brown rather had some struggles early last night, but got it together and played well down the stretch.
Yeah, he had a really nice stretch there in the fourth quarter. John Morant, obviously, he's awesome, and he took that team back and gave them a lead going into the fourth quarter. Jaylen was struggling, and in most of his career, he would have let those struggles just linger the whole game. In this game, he got past it. He got himself to the rim. He had a great defensive play that led to a couple of points. He had a great assist up to Jason Tatum for a dunk. He had a stretch there where he was the primary reason why the Celtics were able to go from down 1 to up 11. He turned around a real terrible first 3 quarters. And he kind of got back to that at the end of the fourth quarter, and that was part of why the Grizzlies were able to kind of come back. But that stretch there where he kind of shook off his struggles, it's impressive. It's impressive when a player, especially a guy with the history of Jaylen Brown, of kind of losing focus and letting that kind of pile up. It's impressive to see him put it back together, get it back together in an amount of time that allowed him to be a real catalyst for the Celtics winning that game.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. What do you think Derek White's role will be once Rob Williams is back?
Well, I think he moves to the bench, and I think that that will allow the Celtics to kind of limit some minutes. He now coming off the bench allows the Celtics, allows Joe Mazzulla to sub him in for Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown and bring him and Brogdon in. And now you have a Brogdon, Derek White second unit with Jason Tatum, with potentially in a few weeks Robert Williams, with either Grant Williams or Sam Hauser. Now you've got a bunch of shooting. And if he can keep that shooting up when he's coming off the bench, then that really allows for some. If you thought the bench was superpowered now, then that would be that's going to be an amazing lineup. The other thing, the other question will be whether Mazzulla likes the smaller lineups and moves Al Horford to the bench and just uses Horford like that in an effort to kind of limit his minutes a little bit. And you go with Horford in that second unit, and Rob kind of just becomes your starting center, and you just kind of roll like that. So a lot of different options there, but Derek White can change the real can change the dynamic of this team a lot coming off the bench and make that bench even more powerful.
Sounds like Joe Mazzulla challenged the team to step up the defense last night, and clearly, they listened or at least got it done. How are they doing, feeling each other out, getting used to each other in this situation?
Well, I mean, you hear them talk, and they have pretty good relationships off the floor. So that helps them talk. That helps them get up in each other's faces without taking things personally. They can work through things. And so you're starting to see better communication. You're starting to see that when you're the Celtics and you switch as much as you do, the communication is the key. And when you're building that communication up off the court in practices and you're able to do it without anybody getting their feelings hurt, that just allows for more seamless transition onto the floor. So when it comes time to switch, you're paying attention. You understand. You can kind of anticipate some of these things, and maybe you're doing things a little bit more instinctively. It might have been a little too much for us to expect the Celtics to just kind of slide right in and be as good defensively as they were. When you're incorporating some of these new players, and you have Malcolm Brogdon in there, and Derek White, yeah, he had half a season, but it's a new kind of Derek White, and you're also throwing in Sam Hauser, and you're throwing in, you know, Grant Williams with increased responsibilities, and you're trying to make up for the loss of Robert Williams. So the communication and all of that over the course of the past few weeks has gotten better. You're seeing fewer kind of mistakes in that regard, and that's where it's starting to show up a little bit.
And John, for anybody who's not familiar with it, can you explain a little bit about the most coveted award in sports this time of year, the NBA belt?
Yes, my NBA belt, although I didn't create it, but I have certainly grabbed hold of it. The NBA belt starts with the previous year's champion. So we know all too well it was the Golden State Warriors. And the concept is when you come in, you're the champion, you hold the belt, and it's just a nightly defense, just like any other championship belt. When you play, you defend it. So if you're a UFC fan or a boxing fan, you know, you go in, you have a fight, you win, you keep the belt, you lose, the belt goes to the other guy. So the Warriors came in with the belt, and they gave it up after a couple nights. It's made the rounds. The Indiana Pacers currently hold the NBA belt. And it's just a fun way to kind of pay attention to the league, to see where the league how the league is progressing. You just pay attention to, even if you're only paying attention to who the belt holder is and how it's changing hands, you just start to get a sense of, wow, the Pacers are actually, they defended the belt last night and they held off the New Orleans Pelicans. Didn't expect the Pacers. And then you look at the Pacers a little more closely and you say, oh, wow, they're a 500 team. Didn't expect that. Ben Mathurin is a really good rookie. Didn't expect that. And so it's a fun way to keep up with the rest of the league.
Yeah, anything that adds to the enjoyment is just great. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thanks as always. Have a great week, and we'll check in next Tuesday.
All right, talk to you then.